Chapter 12, if you got your Bible, Luke chapter number 12, if you'll turn with me there, and we'll see what the Lord has tonight in Luke chapter 12, and we'll start reading at verse number 13. Luke chapter 12 and verse number 13. The Bible said, "And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. He said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for your body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment." Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you tonight, God, for your word. I'm grateful, God, tonight that it is infallible, it's inspired. Lord, it has power in it, and I pray, God, the Holy Spirit of God might use it tonight. God, in the hearts of them that's assembled here on this prayer meeting tonight, God, enable me to preach it in the power of God. Help me, Lord, to have the thoughts you have, and God, follow the dictate of God Almighty. Lord, use us tonight now to glorify you. Speak to hearts. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. I want to try tonight, if God will help me a little while, preaching on the testimony of a selfish life. The testimony of a selfish life. Jesus here had given warning about a life of covetousness. That's a commandment you don't hear much about, where he said that thou shalt not covet. He spoke out about coveting after, in the book of Exodus 20, about coveting after another man's wife and the things he has, and desiring to have things God forbids. You know, the word covetous means, it means a strong desire to obtain and possess something forbidden, or sometimes that looks good that God still forbids. And he says, beware of it. Don't get involved in a covetous life. He said, that's sinful. That's a sin. And we find here that this brothers here are debating, or they're discussing this thing about an inheritance. And that's when Jesus said, who made me a judge or a divider over you concerning them things? He said, beware of that kind of thing. Then he went on to speak this parable about this rich man, that he gave some truths in this parable here, that we need to look at tonight and see what the testimony of a selfish life is. Recognize in these scriptures here, 6 times the rich man says, I. It was about himself. Verse 21 said, so he that layeth up treasure for himself. It dealt with himself. Everything that a man consists of, that don't look to God, that don't have no glory of God in his soul, it consists of himself. You'll not glorify God. There will be no man glorify God about himself. Amen. You're going to have to glorify God above yourself. And it ain't got nothing to do with what you've done. It's what God does. I believe in this hour, if a man glorifies God, he won't take no credit for it. He won't want to be seen.
and he surely wouldn't want to get what the world has to offer. He'd rather have what God's got and the glory of God. Moses said, God, I want to see your glory. And God showed him the glory, thank God, by passing on his hinder parts, and he hid him in a cleft of a rock. And there's very few people today that's wanting to get where God's at. When God said, there's a place beside me, and there is tonight if you want that. But tonight I want to try, if the God of heaven will help me, to preach on the testimony of a selfish life. First of all, notice this man's increase. Verse 16 said, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. It looks like to me this man was a farmer. That he sowed grain, and God blessed it. He didn't recognize God in the blessings of God, but it says here that he blessed it. He had an abundant amount of that what he planted to increase and to grow. He got more than he expected to get. And we find here that this man set his heart upon what he had. I tell you tonight, a man that's got a selfish heart is always looking out for himself more than anybody else. Amen. I'll say this about it. The psalmist said, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. The increase is not the sin. It's what your heart is. It's what your desire is. It's what your motive is. Hey, when God blesses you, amen, what's your motive and what you want to do with what God gives you? This man was only, my friend, out to please himself. He was a very selfish man. And I'm telling you tonight, we live in a selfish day. And friend, I'm saying tonight that this man's heart was set on his increase. He gave no glory to God. He never said one word about what God had done for him. It was all his, and that's where his heart was. And I'm telling you tonight, we've increased and increased in the day we live in, and it's about killed us. Possessions has about killed us. Wealth has about killed us. Nobody has to pray anymore. Give us this day our daily bread. Most people have enough and will last on for month after month. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you set your mind and heart on them things, you forgot God. And my friend, he don't get no glory when you set your heart on them kind of things. Amen. That's right. That's right, brother. You know, we live in a day now where people don't trust God for nothing.
Right.
Trust Him for nothing.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. What do we need to trust God for? Huh? Well, we think we're about to have a breakdown if we don't have every little thing at our hands.
Yeah.
Huh? That's right. If you really took a check of your own heart tonight, you'd probably see you more selfish than what you really think you are. That's right. A lot of times we get our motives and our hearts toward, I've got to have this. I won't say this tonight, and I'm preaching to myself, we wouldn't be in as much financial debt tonight as we're in if we didn't think we had to have it. Amen. I wouldn't have as many bills come in the mail if I'd had better sense and thought, I don't really need that.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what, we've set our heart on increase. We think more's better all the time, and it's not really better when we miss God in it. And we think, and we're discontent. I believe every sin that's ever been committed was because of it was a discontentment to it. That woman wasn't content with all the trees in the garden. Adam took of it too. He was the representative. But why not all the other trees? I'm just not content with the other trees. I want to take the tree that God said don't take. Amen. All through the the Bible. What was, well, I mean, look at Cain. He wasn't content with the answer God gave him, and he wouldn't do right. He went out and slew his own brother. And all through the Bible, friend, discontentment has about killed us. Amen. I mean, we more concerned about what people think about us and what God says, and we've lived a life of discontentment. Amen. And we've seen increase. Amen. But we're never satisfied, because the eyes of man are never satisfied. It never will satisfy us. We always got to have more. We always got to have more. And when God gave this man more, he didn't acknowledge God. He is a selfish man. And he, my friend, glory in his increase. And he found out that his soul life, it wasn't toward God. Amen. Notice this. Notice this. Notice his idea. I use the word idea. I'm alliterating it. But a thought is an idea. So you look it up. That's what it means, really. Notice verse number 17. He thought within himself. What's your thoughts tonight within yourself? Boy, it makes you wonder when you get a good increase what your thoughts are. Huh? Is your thoughts toward God and giving? Or is your thoughts saying, I can consume this now? Huh? I'm not saying it's wrong to spend it on something you need or God's blessed you with, but I'm telling you what, that ought not be the utmost all of all increase that we have. We ought to give God glory in it. Notice this here. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? Verse 18, he made this statement. He said this. Notice the word I mentioned in these five times in these verses here. He said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, I, and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. His thoughts surrounded I. Everything was about him. Yeah. Everything. I will do this. I will have this. I will do this. See, everything's surrounded with him. It's not said nothing about God in it. It don't say nothing about others in it. It just says, this is what I'm going to do. Amen. I'm a Canaanite. You better get your eyes off of you and get your eyes on God. There's too many people looking at themselves tonight and what they want instead of what God wants. And therefore, I'm telling you, homes are hurting tonight. Churches are hurting tonight. That's why churches split up. It's because there's more eyes than they are him. It's more about what I want instead of what God wants. Amen. A lot of problems in the homes today that same way. It's what I want. No, it's what God wants. You won't back it up by the book? Let's go by the book.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Our flesh gets us in more trouble than anybody else could ever get us in trouble. Your flesh is wicked, mine is too. And it don't do anything but just please the flesh. Why, the flesh, I said this for it, the flesh could get unsaved, it will. It don't love God. It's still as bad as it was the day it got saved, so it's been redeemed. It's got the Holy Ghost to bring subjection to God Almighty and to walk in the light. It's God in you that does that. That's why God gets glory. He takes an old filthy sinner and saves him and washes him clean, puts the Holy Ghost in him, and he can walk for God, amen, and show the glory of God in his life. That's right. It ain't nothing good about you. It's not because you're a good person. It's because God's in you. That's the only reason. And you know I'm telling you the truth tonight. It's not about I. It's about him. And this man had an eye problem. And his eye problem was what he wanted. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. His thoughts of a selfish life always include I. He's out to please himself. Notice what he said. He said his barns were so full that he didn't have no more room. That's what he said. His barns are so... It hurts some people, praise God, to have to give something. It just hurt people to have to give something. This man... Hey, let me tell you what. I could have solved this man's problem right fast. I could have said, hey, there's a lot of poor people that's got some empty cabinets tonight you can give that to.
Right.
I say there's children going hungry tonight. that you could have put your fruits in, thank God, their house. But no, I want to build bigger barns. I want more. I want to build greater. It's all mine and I need to build a bigger barn. Always wanting greater and temporal things. Always wanting more. We got to rob God, not give God what's His, because we want something bigger. We want it bigger. I mean, if so-and-so gets a brand new automobile, I want to get one. If so-and-so gets a house, I believe I need to get one bigger. And I'm just not satisfied. I'm going to tell you what. Thank God they had a whole lot more God in their house when they was thankful for what they did have and what not thankful for what they didn't have.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Hey, man, y'all ain't done no complaining lately, have you? It's not what I don't have. It's what God has blessed me with. I'm going to tell you, this man here was selfish. He said, I got to build some bigger barns, son. I mean, I got to have something greater than what I got. I got so much, I got to pack it full. That's the way the world is. All get all you can and can all you get. Stack it up and stuff it full. Amen? That's right. That's why... And I won't say this before I say this comment because I don't want these young people to get the wrong impression. You ought to go to school and get education, okay? But at the same time, education is not success. Regeneration is. Now, if you don't have regeneration, then an education, it might help you in this life, but it ain't helping you in life ahead. Amen. Thank God for people that have intelligence and have some education about them, but they put God first. When you don't put God first, I don't care who you are, and God don't make no have no premium on ignorance neither. Amen. That's right. God help us. He said we destroy because of lack of knowledge. Amen. He's talking about knowledge of God. God has special people. I mean, this man here, he's got some knowledge on how to do a lot of things. Right here, God gifted him the knowledge to do how to do a lot of things. That's right. God's gifted people with different knowledge. A lot of you men's got good gifts with you about being able to do things. That's right, isn't it? Amen. I mean, that's just the goodness of God. But the fact of it is, God's the author of it. And when a man gets thinking that what I have in this life, I don't impress God. If God don't get glory out of it, I tell you what, God, He's not going to be pleased with anything He don't get glory out of. You know, the thing about it is, God will give something to somebody sometimes that don't desire it as strong as the people that want it just to show it. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Amen. God would just say, I'll give this and this and here. Amen. He ain't wanting to be a showboat. He ain't wanting to try to show off what he has and build these big barns, you know, so his neighbors can look out the window and say, boy, ain't he got some big barns. Amen. Boy, I tell you, he's got them painted pretty too. Keep up with it now. God gives it to you all to keep up with. I understand that. And I'll tell you what, when you glory in what you have, and that's just a selfish life. And people are trying to crook people all the time to get a dollar bill. Amen. I mean, trying to beat people out of money. And that's because we're Christians, we think people ought to do something free for us. Well, so-and-so, I'll call on so-and-so. I mean, I know he'll do it. And I don't have to pay him nothing. That's a bad testimony right there. I at least offer to pay him. There wouldn't be nothing wrong sliding a $20 bill in his hand, thank God, or her hand. Hey, man, if she sold your dress.
Amen.
A brother Shank changed all of my vehicle. Amen. That's right. But I don't. Hey, listen, friend. I mean, a lot of people, they just religious freeloaders. That's all they are. They want everybody to do everything for them. They can pile it up in their barn. Hey, God don't get no glory out of that. I tell you, God's people ought to go an extra mile.
Yeah.
That's right. You want a good testimony, they ought to go an extra mile. Thank God we don't do things to get paid. But at the same time, we ought to be thankful and be a blessing. Thank God that everyone will help us out. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. That's all we want to do is just accumulate it. I've said before, we got selfish bones in our body. How many vehicles you got?
Two.
Two? It'd be hard for you to give that nice enough if I needed one to ride around town. That's right, son. Do unto others you want them to do unto you.
Amen.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. Say, yeah, I need a car. Can you drive a Volkswagen? It's 10 below outside. Can you drive a Volkswagen? It'll work in the heat wheel. You just got to crank her up and let it run a while. Just keep the pedal down. Thank God it heats you up. It works in it. No, we wouldn't dare. We wouldn't say, no, I'll just give you let me go wash it at Sam's and get a good smell in it there and wash her up and let me just give you the keys of that blazer so you can have it for a week. Are you a good, faithful man? Just can't let her go, boys. That's right. Because they meet these things in the world mean more to us than what we want to think they do. And you see, we like to build these big barns, you know, and we like to say, praise God, we put it up for a rainy day. How many of them? Huh? How many of them, praise God? I mean, no wonder what the widow said when God and the man of God said, you'll live off this meal until God brings rain. He didn't fill the barrel up. I don't believe he did. I believe he gave her enough every day.
Amen.
It'd been hard for us.
Amen.
I said us too. I ain't preaching to you without preaching myself. But I'm going to tell you one thing. We want the blessing of God. We got to give everything up.
Yeah.
It ain't mine, it's his. He give it to me.
Yeah.
When we learn that, thank God we can live free. We're so bound tonight and we don't realize how bound we are that we can't trust God with all we have and we can't trust God with everything we have. I'm telling you, we in a mess, aren't we? Well, we got to try to tell God what we got to do and say, God, I'll do this and I won't do that. And we might not set the list when we do our life. It's really hard for us to just turn everything over to God. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel and say it's yours, God. You gave it to me. Now do with it what you want to.
Yeah.
Lord, I got so much. I mean, it's like James said. He said, yeah, your brother's got a need. And he comes and says, yeah, I got a need. And he says, well, I hope the Lord gives it to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what he said that. And he said, you don't love God nor your brother when he's got a need and you have it to give?
Right.
Yeah.
And you say, that's what he said. Well, God bless you, be warm and be filled, and you got it. You wouldn't give it to him. I'll tell you one thing about the apostles. We preach the book of Acts, buddy. When you get to Acts 4 and the latter part of them verses, that's hard to swallow in a church age of today. They sold their houses and land and come put it at the apostles' feet and they distributed to every man as he had a need. You try to do that today, son, you'll be court-martialed. They'll say, away with him. They'll want to crucify you.
Yeah,
that's right. But I'm telling you what, there's so much more could be done if we'd take our hands off everything and give it to God.
Oh, yes.
Ain't no telling we could rest better tonight. Wouldn't it be a whole lot better to rest tonight in God than know that He had everything you got and it's available to Him to use instead of you holding it back like an essence of fire and kept back part of it because you got to buy something next week?
Yeah.
Well, I can't give on this Lord's Day. I got to buy something next week. Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Just keep back some of it. He said, how much you sell? He said, well, so much. He said, you lying to God, sir. He said, your body's about to drop dead. I was thought about preaching sometime on when God killed the church members. He did too.
He did.
He killed his wife the next day for lying. Or 3 hours later, she come in, told the same lie. All it was, she kept back part of the price.
Right.
Well, if God killed everybody for lying to him in the church, we wouldn't have about 2 members. Yes, sir. About 30 years of it, brother. It would be sometime we ain't always told the truth and been honest with God. Probably wouldn't have nobody in the pews.
Yeah.
Old Greg Grant said that one time. He said, Brother Hyde, he said, I won't tell you one thing. If God said, talked about the sin and death, he said, if there was as many people said they were saved in the church that they are, he said, there'd be a whole lot more people in the graveyard.
Yes.
I said, well, I ain't never thought about that. God's just long-suffering and merciful. What we've done, we spended it out and abused it. I tell you what he did. He had some ideas, but they wasn't about God.
No, they weren't.
Then notice this here, his intentions. Look at this thing now. Verse 19. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that was the creed of the ancient heathens and Epicureans? That's what they thought. The Epicureans, that's that crowd over there. Paul preached to at Mars Hill. That was their thought. Well, hey, just do what you want to. You don't have to answer nobody. I mean, if you want to go out and get drunk, you don't have to answer nobody. Just go do it. Ain't no accountability. That's what they taught. That's what this man was saying. Eat, drink, and be merry. Live it up. I'll tell you what. If I didn't believe there was a God in judgment tonight, and I didn't believe there was a salvation, and I didn't believe in the Bible, I'd do it too.
Yeah,
right. I just know better.
Yeah.
There's a God
yeah.
that you're going to answer to and I'm going to answer to.
Amen. Right.
I do too much what I want to do now. It gets me in too much trouble. The flesh is a wicked thing.
Oh, yes.
This is what he's saying. I'm going to take it easy and please myself on sensual desires. You ever notice this here? How he promised himself years. He said, I'm just going to do this for many years. I mean, look at all the years I got. I mean, I've got all these years. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. I've got all these years to live.
Yeah,
what he said.
Yeah.
What he intended to do came to an end, though. He promised himself many years and depended on temporal things that perish. James said, your life is as a vapor that appears a little time vanished away. He didn't consider God nor death. I wonder if you do. You know we are going to die. You dying every day, friend. Look at your old sorry flesh. Decaying. The old fellow yesterday there at the inmate, I was talking to him through the door. And I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 35. I said, well, he said, what about you? I said, 54. He said, well, you got gray hair like my daddy does. That's what he told me. I said, yes, getting more of it. You're decaying. You can go put all the makeup on. And not preaching against it. I would if it was excessive. You can put all the makeup on. You can go get all the plastic surgeries you want to. But you're still that age. You still got that old corruption. Now, I'm not preaching about wanting to look nice, but I am preaching against wanting to show off. That's one thing God said over there in the book of Timothy. He said we ought to come in modest apparel, and he said we ought to come with shamefacedness. Women. Not a peacock. Thank God, but a humble person. He said a meek and quiet spirit is of great price in the sight of God.
Yeah.
I wish I could preach that to y'all a while and get that in your heart instead of wanting to gripe and growl all the time.
Yeah.
He said it'd be better for a man to live on a rooftop and with a woman in a brawling and loud woman in a house, wide house. That's why, praise God, these boys is getting married. Y'all to, maybe one time y'all we ought to start buying them a shingle.
Yeah.
Say, here, take this. You might need to see what it's like. Amen. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Said that. Wonder why Solomon said that. He was around too many of them. This eat, drink, and be merry. Have a good time. Do what you want to. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, I got all these years. I've got my barns full. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. Hey, I've got it all.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what you got tonight could be gone by midnight. You say, wait a minute, I got some big money in the bank. Oh, that's going to leave. It could take wings. The IRS could come raid you. Obama might get some of it.
He's looking for it.
He is, brother. He's looking for it. Amen. Sure, that's right. He said, woe is that man that trusteth in riches, trusts in his wealth. Which I will have to say, it's nice to have a little piece of money.
Yeah.
Wouldn't y'all say that?
Yeah.
It wouldn't bother you a bit if somebody gave you $100 bill tonight, would it?
No.
It wouldn't bother me. I'd say thank you. I'm not preaching no with hypocrisy, but I am telling you this, what we ought to have the motive in our heart when somebody gives you $100 bill or whatever they give you, you ought to have the motive to thank God Almighty that He saw fit to give it to you because He gave it to you because you gave it to somebody else.
Yeah.
He said, give and it shall be given unto you.
Yeah.
That's what God said.
Yeah.
And He said, men will do it.
Yeah.
He said, men will give back to you. Men will.
Right.
I guarantee you what, put it to the test.
Yes,
buy somebody something to eat.
Yeah.
See if somebody don't come along in time buy you something to eat.
More.
Put your bread on the water. It'll come back to you a whole lot more than what you put out there.
Yeah.
This man didn't have no thought of that. He didn't even concern. I'm telling you, preaching that on the life of a selfish man. He was selfish.
Right.
It's about him. Eat, drink, and be merry. Have a big time.
Yeah.
Notice this here. Not only his intentions, but notice his uncertainty, verse number 20. But God said unto him, thou fool.
Right.
He lived a fool, he is called a fool, and he died a fool.
Right.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
Notice what God said to him. He said, This night.
Yeah.
Thy soul is required of thee. I'm requiring your soul. I'm requiring it. And then whose things will they be? Whose things will they be? Wait a minute. That'd be somebody else's. Wait a minute. When they leave, it's going to be with somebody else's if anything's left.
Yep.
It's going to be somebody. He said, you're a fool, sir. You're a fool. All you wanted was temporal things and things of this life. You never prepared to meet God. You never had a salvation. All you wanted was what this life had to offer.
Yeah.
Thou fool. I read in the newspaper where somebody got in a fist fight at Walmart over towels. Could you imagine fighting somebody over a towel? It's all about the world's goods. It's what's mine. People at Black Friday just... People stay get up early in the morning. They can't even get to church on time.
Yeah.
us crazy. Oh, we got to be there at 5 in the morning. Well, why don't you get to church at 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
We got to get that deal, you know. And they dive in there and they get right up there where all them towels are and everything. I saw them out there at Walmart, had that big crate of towels. And they said, we can't open till 6 o'clock. And I tell you what, they probably save about $3 on them, maybe something like that. And they get in there and they probably rest over the last towel. And before you know it, they're fighting one another over things that don't mean nothing. And it's gotten the church's mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do if I can't get little Johnny that iPod. He don't need it.
Amen. Yeah.
It's all about the world now. It's what I can get. What I've got down the house. I mean, what I can get. I tell you what, you can't go past the grave with it. Thou fool! This night thy soul shall be required of thee.
Yeah.
This boaster and self-deceived man now faces death. God required his soul. He had nothing when he drew his last breath.
Yeah. Right.
I was looking this at some of the titles people use on this message. I mean, I preach what God give me. But I like one I saw. You know what it was? Game over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's over. And then whose things will these be? And get what he said here and I'm through. Listen. Listen, brother. We are so far from what I'm preaching tonight and what Jesus said right here. And he's not telling you to be poor. That's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. I don't feel bad about getting in the car of God or going to the house. I know my heart. God knows my heart. But I do must check. I must check myself out and see what my desires is above all. Now listen. This is what Jesus said. Look what he said here. In verse number 21, he says, so he that layeth up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. Verse 22, look at it. And he said unto his disciples, he's talking to those men here, therefore I say unto you men, take no thought for your life. Boys, if we could get this in our heart, we'd go home rescued tonight, I'll tell you that. We wouldn't even have to take a pill. I wonder how we're going to buy Johnny that iPod. Take no thought for your life. What shall you eat? Neither for the body. What shall you put on? He spoke about food. And raiment. And we got people tonight that's about everything else besides the necessities. Again, I'm not preaching poor Christianity. I believe God blesses His people. But when the blessing turns into a curse, we're in trouble. That's what happened to Israel. He gave them what they wanted and they gave them so much food it was coming out their nose. He said, I'll give it to you. I'll give you desire. Now you act like a bunch of heathens. Where do you think America's been robbed tonight? Where's the church? Hey, where's the church at its Laodicea? We have need of nothing. We're rich and increased with goods. Verse 23, the life is more than meat. The body is more than raiment. In other words, life is more than what you eat and put on. Life is my will. Boy,
I tell you, it makes me get down where I'm at. Say, Lord, be merciful to me. God help me. God help me. I'll tell you, the thief coming up for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And I'm going to tell you, he's destroyed the shout in the Baptist church over pleasure and possessions. That's the testimony and death of a selfish man. When I'll ask you this and I'm through. When that man was laying in the coffin, who would have come by and said, boy, that man really was a blessing? Nobody. When he stood before God Almighty, what, nobody he helped? Reckon it hooked up with Luke 16. The rich man lift up his eyes in hell, being in torment. Seeth Abraham afar, and Lazarus in his bosom, for in this life thou receiveth the good things, likewise rather evil things, but now he's comforted and now art tormented.
Yeah.
Huh? Reckon that's it? Reckon that's why them old saints that didn't have much could sing the songs of Zion and bless God and worship Him? Because they give everything to God, and it didn't matter whether they had a nickel in their pocket, they still sung the praise of God. It wasn't about what they had, it's about who they believed.
Amen.
Yeah. You say, Brother Hyatt, you've been blessed more than I deserve.
Amen.
You got three vehicles, nice house, health and strength, nice family, good church people. Like preaching, don't get mad. Not now. Been blessed. Been really blessed. And I want to attribute to the great God of heaven. And ain't nothing about me. Why do you think the great Job could say, and I said he was a great man. God said he was the greatest man in the East, didn't he? He said there's none like him. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. I love you and appreciate you hearing the Word of God. Let's stand tonight. We'll have a word of prayer.